A new film opens this week in some 60 or 65 theaters across the country. It's a 20th Century Fox production by George Lucas, and the name of it is Star Wars. NPR film critic Tom Shales is here to talk to us about it. I don't know a thing about this film, but from the title, it makes me think that maybe it's a movie about Robert Redford and Paul Newman finally splitting.
Fighting over a contract.
I'm wrong, huh?
Wrong,
What's
Susan.
It about?
It's a wonderful picture that's going to take the country by proverbial storm.
Woo-hoo.
It's a complete science fiction fantasy with absolutely no redeeming moral values or moralistic values.
What
either.
A relief. Not
yes.
another 2001 where we don't know what we've seen, but we know it was spectacular and we should have known.
Exactly. It has nothing whatsoever to say about the future or where mankind is going to end up or any of that. In fact, it's set in the past, in many eons ago in another galaxy, and it's like Flash Gordon with 2001 technology. The effects are fantastic, and yet the story is nice and silly so that absolutely anyone could enjoy it.
Sounds good.
It's wonderful. I think every kid in the country ought to take his parents to see it because it's the best children's picture for adults since The Wizard of Oz. It's that kind of magical fantasy.
Now, very often these science fiction movies are very frightening, scary, with a lot of violence. Does this have that?
It has a lot of action, but except for a creature getting its arm cut off, which is very fleetingly done, there's really no violence.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who made it, George Lucas, is only 32, but he's an absolute movie buff. He made one very preachy sci-fi film called THX-1138. In fact, if you listen carefully on the soundtrack of this one, you'll hear someone say, when the spaceships are blasting off, callback number 1138. I think that's his way of saying that this kind of science fiction is a lot more fun, maybe even more valuable than the other kind, than the didactic kind.
Are there any big stars in this?
I suppose the biggest star is Alec Guinness, but he has to share the bill with newcomers like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, and they're all great. And they all have to share the bill further with computers and robots and hairy creatures that are afraid of their own growls and the delightful fabrications like that.
Ordinarily, the star of a science fiction film is the special effects. These are very good, you said. Can you describe some?
Gee, it's kind of hard to describe the universe blowing up in your face. The whole film is in pursuit, the heroes are in pursuit of the Death Star, which is this gigantic artificial planet that's going around to sort of enforce order in the universe. And that naturally explodes at the end, rather quietly, actually. But before that, there's all kinds of holocaust and explosion and a fantastic effect when the characters go, when they're in their spaceship, which is kind of a broken-down old barge, actually, and they go from space into hyperspace, and the whole screen, all the stars kind of explode in your face. And when I saw it in L.A., the audience actually applauded. They were so excited. They really felt they were off on a great adventure, and they were.
Do they do neat things like dancing on the ceiling the way Fred Astaire used to, or whirling around?
Well, this is a combination of many genres, including everything from Robin Hood pictures to The Wizard of Oz to Flash Gordon, but it really isn't a musical. That's the only thing it isn't, though, Susan.
I would like to see a whole bunch of computers kicking their heels in unison, wearing
I'd like
bananas
to kick
on their
a whole
heads.
Bunch of, yes, wearing bananas on their heads. It almost goes that far.
Thanks very much. The movie is Star Wars, the movie reviewer, NPR's Tom Shale.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.